Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，晚上好。
I'll give you an update on hurricane.
我有些跟大家一些交通。
关 hurricane 台风的。
哦，关于那个飓风，有些给大家有一些新的消息。
Yeah, Hurricane Harvey made a landfall 9 p.m. yesterday evening.
昨天晚上9点，这个飓风 Harvey 在已经登陆了。
Landed in a city called Rockport, which is 220 miles southwest of Houston.
在休斯顿西南边的220公里一个城市叫 Rockville 登陆的。
It's a category 4 hurricane.
是四级的飓风。
And sustained wind maximum is 130 miles per hour.
它最大的风速达到130英里小时。
And create severe damage around Corpus Christi area.
在 Corpus Christi 周围的地区造成了巨大的损失。
And that area, can you put a sign? Yeah, on the sign. And that area, whole area was evacuated mandatorily.
所以那个整个的地区呢都必须是大家一定要迁移的。
And if you decide to leave, to stay in that area,
如果你要一定要留在那个地方的话，
then you have to write your social security and your name on your arms.
你必须在你的胳膊上写上你的社会保险号码。
So they can identify you.
所以到时候他们找到你的时候可以认出你是谁。
And in the Houston area, the wind is not as strong as expected.
在休斯顿的地区那个风速并不是特别强，没像想象那样。
But we still expect it will rain pretty heavily for the next few days.
但是在过去的过未来这几天当中会有大的雨暴雨。
And the responsible brothers in Houston has decided to continue to have meeting tomorrow morning.
我们的负责弟兄在休斯顿聚会的负责弟兄决定明天还是继续有聚会。
And we thank the Lord, give us this theme for this time, the foundation stones of the sound gospel.
我们感谢主这次给我们这个主题是纯正福音的基石。
And we share based on the book of Galatians.
我们借着加拉太书来交通这个主题。
And Galatians told us that the truth of the gospel is Christ and Him crucified.
加拉太书告诉我们纯正福音的真理是基督并他钉十字架。
However, in order for us to know Christ,
但是为了我们能够认识基督，
we need revelation.
我们需要启示。
In order for us to experience the cross, we need the Holy Spirit.
当我们需要经历十字架的时候，我们需要圣灵。
Therefore, we found these four foundation stones from the book of Galatians.
所以因此我们从加拉太书里边看见这四个基石。
Christ,
基督。
Revelations,
启示。
The cross,
十字架。
And the Holy Spirit,
圣灵。
And my responsibility is the cross.
我的这次的负担是交通十字架。
And last time, we shared the redemption of the cross.
上一次我们交通到了十字架的救赎。
Redemption of the cross told us what the cross had accomplished for us.
十字架的救赎告诉我们十字架为我们所成就了什么。
The fellowship of the cross,
十字架的交通
will show us what the cross had been doing in us.
要讲到十字架正在我们里边所做的工作。
T. Austin Sparks said there are two viewpoints for the whole universe.
Austin 弟兄告诉我们 Spark 弟兄告诉我们在这个宇宙当中有两个观点。
Just like you can view Grand Canyon from two different views.
好像你可以从大峡谷从两个不同的角度看大峡谷。
You can look at the canyon from the north side. You can also look at the canyon from the south side.
你可以从南边这个角度看大峡谷，你也可以从北边这个角度看大峡谷。
In the same way, there are two views of the whole universe.
所以同样的，这个宇宙我们也可以从两个不同的角度来看。
If you look at the universe from the eternity's perspective.
如果我们从永恒的眼光来看宇宙。
And the center of the whole universe is Christ.
宇宙的中心是基督。
If you look at the whole universe from the perspective of redemption.
如果我们从救赎的角度来看整个宇宙。
And the whole universe is centered on the cross.
整个的宇宙它集中的中心在于十字架。
Before we start, we will read some verses.
在我们开始之前，我们要读一些圣经。
Let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
我们一同来读加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书二章二十节。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
We want to read from verse 21 all the way to verse 31.
我们要从21节一直读到31节。
But before we read this 10 verses, I would like for our brothers and sisters to think about what these verses are really talking about.
在我们读这些经文之前，我们盼望着弟兄姐妹们能够来思想一下这些经文所讲的内容是什么。
There are many things described in these verses.
在这些经文当中谈到了许多的事情。
You see two sons, you see two mothers, you see two different covenants.
你看见了两个儿子，两个母亲，两个约。
Two mountains,
两个山。
You see bound women and free women.
你看见了奴仆的夫人和自主夫人。
You see flesh and the spirit.
你看见了肉体和圣灵。
You see flesh and the promise.
或者是应许和律法。
But when we really read these verses, we need to ask the Lord, Lord, what you want to tell us?
当我们读这些经文的时候，我们要问主，主你要借着这些话告诉我们什么。
Let's read.
我们一同来读。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 21. Tell me,You who want to be under law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham has two sons, one by the bond woman and one by the free woman. But the son by the bond woman was born according to the flesh, and the son by the free woman through the promise. This is allegorically speaking, for these women are two covenants,One proceeding from Mount Sinai, bearing children who are to be slaves, his Hagar. Now, this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free. She is our mother, for it is written, Rejoice, barren woman, who does not bear Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor, for more numerous are the children of the desolate than of the one who has a husband. And your brethren, like Isaac, are children of promise. But us, at the time, he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit. So it is now also.But what does the scripture say? Cast out the bound woman and her son, for the son of the bound woman shall not be an heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bound woman, but of the free woman.
加拉太书四章二十一节，你们这愿意在律法以下的人，请告诉我，你们岂没有听见律法吗？因为律法上记着亚伯拉罕有两个儿子，一个是使女生的，一个是自主之夫人生的。然而那使女所生的是按照血气生的，那自主之夫人所生的是凭着应许生的。这都是比方，那两个妇人就是两约，一约出于西乃山，生子为奴，乃是夏甲。这夏甲二字是指的亚拉伯的西乃山，与现在的耶路撒冷同类。因耶路撒冷和他的儿女都是为奴的， 但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的，他是我们的母。因为经常记着，不怀孕不生养的你要欢乐，未曾经过产难的你要高声欢呼，因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多。弟兄们，我们是凭着应许做儿女，如同以撒一样，当时那按着血气生的逼迫了那按着圣灵生的，现在也是这样。然而经上是怎样说的呢？是说把使女和儿子赶出去，和他的儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主之夫人生的儿子一同承受产业。弟兄们，这样看来我们不是使女的儿女，乃是自主夫人的儿女了。
Chapter 5 verse 1，
第五章第一节。
It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
Verse 11, chapter 5,
第五章十一节。
But I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished.
弟兄们，我若仍旧传割礼，为什么还受逼迫呢？若是这样，那十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
Verse 24,
第24节。
Now, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
Chapter 6, verse 14 and 15,
第六章14-15节。
But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。受割礼不受割礼都无关紧要，要紧的就是做新造的人。
17,
第十七节。
From now on, let no one cause trouble for me, for I bear on my body the brand marks of Jesus.
从今以后人都不要搅扰我，因为在我身上带有耶稣的印记。
Finally, Matthew 16, verse 24,
最后我们读马太福音16章24节。
Matthew 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
马太福音十六章二十四节，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you tonight. We have another opportunity.
天父，我们今天晚上感谢你又有一次机会。
We know one day we will be standing before you.
我们知道有一天我们要站在你的面前。
We don't want to hear that question, Hast thou no scar and have no answer for it.
我们不愿意听见那个问题，你怎没有伤痕，然而我们没有答案。
Instead of answering that question on that day, we pray that we can think about our answer tonight.
我们愿意今天晚上来寻找这个答案，不愿意那一天来回答这个问题。
We will ask you to give us a willing heart.
我们求你给我们一个愿意的心。
We thank you, it is your grace, we have time to change.
因为是你的恩典给我们时间来改变。
May the time to change is today.
愿今天就是那个改变的时间。
We give we can come before you and say, Lord, as the master and the servant shall be.
我们可以来到你的面前说，主啊，愿仆人跟主人一样。
We know in ourselves we cannot come to this point.
因为我们知道凭着我们自己，我们不能来到这个点上。
Therefore we come to you first.
因此我们先来到你的面前。
And we cry out to you, have mercy on us.
我们向你呼喊，怜悯我们。
So we can pray this prayer, may I be willing.
所以我们愿意有这样的祷告，愿我们愿意。
We commit this time to your hands.
我们把时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主的名祷告。Amen.
嗯、If we realize the cross is the center of the world history,
如果我们认识到十字架是世界历史的中心，
that will change the way we look at many, many different things.
就会改变我们在许多事物上的看法。
Even change the way we read the Bible.
甚至改变我们读圣经的方法。
And Jesse Penn Lewis used to say this.
宾路易斯师母曾经说，
I paraphrase.
我这里边只是按大意引用。
She said the cross of Calvary is the center of the entire history.
她说在加略的十字架上是整个世界的历史的中心。
Therefore, everything that happened before the cross of Calvary all point to the cross of Calvary.
因此在十字架之前，在历史当中所有发生的事情都指向加略的十字架。
If you take this point of view,
如果我们用这个观点来看，
If you look at the Bible from this point of view,
如果我们用这个观点来读圣经，
You will find from Genesis all the way to the New Testament,
我们会发现从创世纪一直到新约，
Everything we read points to the cross.
我们每读的读到的每一件事情都指向十字架。
You read the life of Abel.
我们看见了亚伯的一生。
Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
包括亚伯拉罕，包括挪亚，
Joseph, Moses.
包括约瑟，包括摩西。
Their life all point to the Calvary.
他们的所有的生命都指向加略的十字架。
Then you look at those sins after the Calvary.
你要看见，然后我们看见那些圣徒在十字架之后的圣徒。
Peter, John, James, Paul.
保罗、雅各、约翰。
All the sins in history.
所有在历史中出现的这些圣徒。
You look at their life.
看见他们的生命。
All their life point back to Calvary.
所有他们的生命都回头指向十字架。
This is how we should look at our life.
我们也应该这样看我们的生命。
Think of our own life.
我们要想一想我们的生命。
Before we met Christ.
在我们遇见耶稣之前。
The things that happen in our life all point to the Calvary.
在我们生命当中所发生的这些都指向加略的十字架。
The question is.
问题是。
What happened after that?
在那之后发生了什么？
Now we have seen Calvary.
现我们已经看见了加略的十字架。
We passed the Calvary.
我们已经通过了。
Is our life today points back to Calvary?
是我们的生命要回头指向加略的十字架。
If our life today points back to Calvary,
如果我们的生命真实的回头指向加略的十字架，
then we're on the right path.
我们就在正确的路上。
There are many, many verses in the Bible, talk about cross.
在圣经当中有许多章节谈到十字架。
Including, book of Galatians.
包括我们所读的加拉太书。
But all these verses can be grouped into two groups.
但所有这些圣经的章节都基本上可以分成两个组。
Now, one group of verses talk about redemption of the cross.
第一组这些经文谈到了十字架的救赎。
Then there's another group of verses talk about the fellowship of the cross.
另外一组这些经文谈到了十字架的交通。
The redemption of the cross is focused more on objective side.
十字架的救赎更多的谈到的是客观的真理。
But the fellowship of the cross is more about the subjective side.
十字架的交通更是主观的这一方面。
So this is the focus of tonight.
所以今天晚上我们要集中精力看这个方面。
It's on the fellowship of the cross.
是十字架的交通。
We will start out with this verse in Galatians 2:20.
我们要从加拉太书2章20节这一节经文开始。
Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗说我已经与基督同钉十字架。
You cannot be any more personal than this.
这个不能再个人化了。
You cannot be more subjective than this.
不能再成为我们更多的主观的经历。
I have been crucified with Christ.
因为保罗说是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
This is a declaration of Paul toward the Galatians.
这是保罗向加拉太人的宣告。
After 22 years of ministry,
在他的执事22年之后,
you would think there are a lot more for Paul to talk about.
因为我们可以想保罗可以谈许多的事情。
There's many things happened in those 22 years.
在这22年当中有许多的事情发生。
There was a revelation on the way to Damascus.
有大马色路上的启示。
And there are his early years in at Mount Sinai.
也有他在西乃山下的早年的生活。
And there were 3 weeks in Thessalonica.
也有在帖撒罗尼迦的三个礼拜。
The miracle in Philippi.
是在腓立比的那些神迹。
And you remember the handkerchiefs and apron in Ephesus.
你也记得他那个手巾和他的围裙所带来的神迹是在以弗所。
Yes, there's so many things that Paul can talk about.
有许多的事情保罗也可以在这边谈到。
But he didn't mention any of that.
但是他没有谈到任何的事情。
He said, I have been crucified with Christ.
他说我已经基督同钉十字架。
So what was in Paul's heart is the truth of the gospel.
所以在保罗心里边那个十字架的真理是什么呢？
He didn't mention his own failure.
他没有谈到他自己的失败。
He did.
他谈到了自己的失败。
He mentioned his own foolishness.
他谈到了自己的无知。
Then he talked about his fight for freedom.
他也谈到了他为了自由所打的仗。
His public opposition to Peter and Barnabas.
他也谈到了他在公开的场合指责彼得和巴拿巴。
His surprise by their departing from the gospel.
也谈到了他这个加拉太人这么快离开了福音，在他里边所产生的惊讶。
Paul's concern is the truth of the gospel.
保罗这里面所关心的是福音的真理。
And Galatians' departure from the truth of the gospel.
因为加拉太人离开了福音的真理。
He's not concerned himself about seeking anybody's favor.
因为他这里面不是要求任何人的喜悦。
He's not seeking favor from Jews.
他也不是要求犹太人的喜悦。
Not from Peter.
不是要求彼得的喜悦。
Not from Barnabas.
不是巴拿巴的喜悦。
He risks his relationship with the church in Galatia.
他这里边也把他自己和加拉太人的关系放在了一个危险的地方。
By speaking the truth so forcefully.
因为他这里边要用力的、努力的要传讲真理。
He poured out his heart for them.
他把他的心向他们倾倒出来。
After on the way to Damascus,
在大马色路上之后,
Paul lost everything.
他知道了许多的任何的事情.
He lost.
他失去了很多的事情.
He lost all his friends in Judaism.
他在犹太教里边失去了所有的朋友.
He lost all his friends among priests and scribes.
他在文士和法利赛人中间的朋友都失去了.
He lost all his friends among officials.
在这些官长中间的朋友也都失去了。
Even some of the Christians have questioned about him.
甚至一些基督徒也对他有疑问。
All of his friends are Christian now.
这些朋友现在，所有的朋友现在都是基督徒了。
He didn't have any other friend outside the Christian.
他在基督徒之外现在没有其他的朋友了。
But now he wrote this letter.
但是他现在要写这本书信。
This letter will offend the majority of Galatians.
但这封书信要在大多数的加拉太人中间产生反感。
This letter will potentially offend Peter's.
这封书信也有可能在彼得心里边产生反感。
He put Peter's name in this letter.
因为他把彼得名字放在这封书信。
Send it out to churches in Galatia.
把他送到了加拉太这些教会中间。
He risked the possibility of offend the greatest apostle.
他这里边实在是担了一个风险, 可能会得罪那个最大的使徒。
He risked possibility to offend the Barnabas.
他也这里边担了风险, 可能会冒犯巴拿巴。
The person who was so kind to him.
那巴拿巴是对他如此友善的一个人。
So you can see the situation. Paul has suffered much for the Lord already.
所以你可以看见这个情况，保罗为着主他已经失去了许多。
It's hard to find any other person in history that suffered so much for the Lord.
我们在历史当中再也很难找到另外一个人像炮为着主能够失去如此多的。
But now he wrote this letter.
但是他现在写了这封书信。
He risked suffering more.
他担着一个能够要失去更多的风险。
He can lost everybody in Galatia.
他可能会失去在加拉太所有的人的
友善。He could lost Peter.
他可能会失去彼得。
Or Barnabas.
或者是巴拿巴。
But he wrote anyway.
但是他还是写了。
He wrote without hesitation.
并且没有犹豫的写了。
We need to ask.
我们需要问。
Why it is?
为什么？
Why this person will risk losing everything, but he has to do it?
为什么这个人他要冒着失去一切的风险，为什么一定要做这件事？
He did it without hesitation.
并且他做的时候是没有任何犹豫的。
Because this person in Paul has tremendous freedom.
因为在这个人在保罗里边有一个巨大的自由。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经基督同钉十字架。
This powerful role embodied the deepest meaning of deliverance accomplished at Calvary.
这个非常有能力的这句话就把在加勒十字架上所成就的救赎具体化了。
This is the real secret of Paul's life.
这是保罗最里边真实的一个秘诀。
This is the real power and wisdom of God.
这是神真实的智慧和能力。
If we want to give a shortest possible definition of the fellowship of the cross.
如果我们要给十字架交通一个最短的定义。
That is, I have been crucified with Christ.
那就是我已经与基督同钉十字架。
There are many, many verses in Galatians talk about the cross and the Holy Spirit together.
在加拉太书当中有许多的经文讲到十字架与圣灵。
As far as fellowship of the cross is concerned.
但是当我们谈到十字架的交通的时候，
You cannot separate the cross and the Holy Spirit anymore.
我们就没有办法再把十字架和圣灵分开。
Because the cross leads to spirit.
因为十字架带我们进入圣灵。
And the spirit back again to the cross.
圣灵又重新把我们带回十字架。
Only through the death of Christ can the soul receive the spirit.
只有借着死我们的魂才能够接受灵。
And only by the Holy Spirit can the believer be vitally united with the death of Christ.
也只有借着圣灵我们才能够和基督有一个生命的连接。
It is very difficult to have cross without the Holy Spirit.
当我们没有圣灵的时候我们很难谈十字架。
And the cross will become heavier than he needs to be.
那样的话十字架就比他应有的显得更加沉重。
If you have cross without the Holy Spirit,
如果没有圣灵的十字架
the cross seems to be more constraining than liberating.
十字架就变对我们来说变成限制不是自由。
If we have cross without Holy Spirit,
如果我们的十字架没有圣灵
then it is a burden rather than a blessing.
那就对我们来说是一个负担不是祝福。
The Bible said, "Where the Spirit is, there is liberty."
圣经告诉我们说，灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
For the benefit of young people, I'll give you the outline now.
现在为了年轻人的益处，我要提一下这些我们今天所要这纲要。
I will address three points.
我今天要提到三点。
The first point is the purpose of the fellowship of the cross.
第一点是十字架交通的目的。
And the purpose is to crucify the flesh.
这个目的乃是要钉死肉体。
The second point is the way of the fellowship of the cross.
第二点是要提到十字架交通的路。
And the way is to take up your cross.
这条路就是背起你的十字架。
And the third point is the fruit of the fellowship of the cross.
第三点我要交通到十字架交通的果子。
And the fruit is the freedom in Christ Jesus.
十字架交通的果子就是在基督耶稣里的自由。
Let's focus the first point right now.
我们要看一下第一点。
The purpose of fellowship.
交通的目的。
And that's the 10 verses we read in Galatians chapter 4.
那就是我们在加拉太书第四章我们刚刚读到的这十节经文。
Now those 10 verses start out with this way.
这十节经文是这样开始的。
Abraham had two sons.
亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
That's the point.
这是重点。
That is emphasis.
这是他所强调的。
Everything else is giving the context of these two sons.
所有这其他的都是为了这两个儿子所有的所呈现的内容。
Therefore, he mentioned Abraham had two sons.
因此这边提到亚伯拉罕有两个儿子。
And the two sons had two mothers.
这两个儿子有两个母亲。
And one is the bond woman, the other one is free woman.
有一个是奴仆。是夫人，有一个是自主之夫人。
And the bond woman is Hagar, and the free woman is Sarah.
那个使女就是夏甲，那个自主夫人就是撒拉。
Now it's still very simple. We have two sons and we have two mothers.
我们这边很简单，有两个儿子，两个母亲。
Now then he gave the spiritual meaning of those four.
接下来他就告诉我们这四个人所代表的属灵的意义。
Two mothers represent two covenants.
两个母亲代表两个约。
Hagar is old covenant.
夏甲代表旧约。
Sarah is new covenant.
撒拉代表新约。
Ishmael represents the flesh.
以实玛利代表肉体。
And Isaac represents the spirit.
以撒代表圣灵。
That is just setting the context.
这是我们所交通的内容。
And the real point is this.
它的重点是在于。
Real point is the relationship between the flesh and the law.
乃是重点交通到肉体和律法的关系。
Ishmael is the son of Hagar.
以实玛利是夏甲的儿子。
So the flesh is the son of the law.
所以肉体就是律法的儿子。
Isaac is the son of Sarah.
以撒是撒拉的儿子。
And the spirit is the son of the promise.
所以圣灵就是应许的儿子。
And the real point is point out the relationship between the flesh and the law.
所以这里边我们重点要看是关于肉体和律法之间的关系。
No, the son is always leaning toward the mother.
因为儿子总是要依靠母亲。
Therefore, the flesh is always leaning toward the law.
因此这个肉体就是总要去依靠律法。
If tonight I ask you, do you love the law?
如果今天晚上我问你，你爱律法吗？
None of us will say yes.
没有人会说是的。
I guarantee no one in this room will say you love the law.
我保证没有人在我们这屋里边说我爱律法。
But flesh always loves the law.
但是肉体总是爱律法。
Because the law defined a platform for the flesh to compete.
因为律法给肉体带来一个平台，让它可以去完成。
The law provides environment for the flesh to boast.
律法也给肉体有一个环境让他去自夸。
Even Paul said he was advancing in Judaism.
甚至保罗说他在犹太教中比同龄的人更。
Beyond many of his contemporaries.
比许多他国内同龄的人都更有长进。
The law is a set of rules.
因为律法是一些规条。
Because the rule provides environment for the flesh to boast and to compete.
所以这样律法就给肉体有一个环境，让他们能够去完成，能够去自夸。
Therefore, the flesh loved the law.
因此我们的肉体喜爱律法。
We really love the law.
我们真的喜欢律法。
Because law gives us a way to boast ourselves.
因为律法给了我们一条能够自夸的路。
No, when I was young, I was very shy.
当我年轻的时候，我是非常害羞的。
Therefore, it's very hard for me to be noticed.
所以人很难注意到我。
很不容易。
很不容易注意到我。
Therefore, I love what? I love taking tests.
所以我就特别喜欢考试。
Yeah, I love tests so much.
我非常喜爱考试。
Because test is a set of rules.
因为考试是一套规则。
For me to compete.
因为在这里边我可以竞争，我可以完成。
No, I can't, I'm not as eloquent as you, but look at the score.
我虽然没有你的口才好，但是看我们的成绩。
You see, the flesh just love the law.
因此呢，这个肉体就喜爱律法。
When you go to a company, your first day on your job,
当你去一个公司第一天你的工作,
you want to know how are you going to be evaluated.
你要知道你怎样被人家评估。
Isn't that right?
是不是这样呢?
You want to know the rules.
你要知道这些规则。
So you can compete.
所以你可以竞争。
The flesh just loves this kind of thing.
所以我们的肉体就喜爱这样的事情。
But do you know, if you compete in this environment, you become the slave of the law.
但是你知道吗, 在这样的环境当中, 如果你竞争, 你就成了律法的奴仆。
And you become the slave without even knowing it.
你当你成为奴仆的时候, 你甚至还不知道。
Brother and sister, sometimes we are slaves without even knowing it.
弟兄姐妹们, 有的时候我们已经成了奴仆, 但是我们不晓得。
So when Jesus told those Israelites,
当耶稣对那些以色列人说的时候,
you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
你们必晓得真理, 真理必叫你们得罪。
And the answer is that we are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved by anyone.
他们说我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔, 从来没有做过任何人的奴仆。
How is it that you say you will become free?
你怎么说你必须得自由呢?
They were slaves without even knowing it.
所以他们成为奴仆却是自己不知道。
Brothers and sisters, it's so easy for us to become slaves without even knowing it.
弟兄姐妹们也非常容易我们成为奴仆也不知道。
If we love the law,
如果我们爱律法的话,
the whole world is a system of rules allow us to compete against one another.
这个整个世界就是一个系统, 让我们在里边能够彼此竞争。
Therefore, the whole world is a system of laws.
所以这个整个的世界就是一个律法的系统。
If we live in this world,
如果我们生活在这个世界当中,
if we without a keen understanding of this world,
如果我们没有对这个世界有一个非常敏锐的理解的话,
we will become the slave without even knowing.
我们就会不在不知不觉当中成为了他的奴仆。
So what happened to Galatia?
所以在加拉太人中间发生了什么?
So Galatians were like Isaac.
加拉太人他们像以撒一样。
So they are free. The mother is Sarah.
他们的母亲是撒拉, 他们是自由的。
But now they're persuaded.
但是现在有人劝他们,
to become Ishmael again.
让他们要成为以实玛利,
to become the children of a bond woman.
要成为一个奴仆的夫人的儿子。
So how foolish it is.
这是何等的无知。
To change from the son under the promise back to a slave under the law.
要把一个从未做应许的儿子变成一个做奴仆的儿子。
So what is the real issue here?
我们在这里边的真实的真正的问题是什么?
The real issue is not the law.
真正的问题不在于律法。
The real issue here is the flesh.
这真正的问题乃在乎肉体。
The real issue is between the flesh and the spirit.
真正的问题在于肉体和灵之间。
He who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the spirit.
因为按照肉体生的逼迫了那个按照圣灵生的。
It was true at that time, it is true today.
那个时候是这样，今天也是如此。
So the purpose of the fellowship of the cross is to crucify the flesh.
所以是交通与十字架的目的就是定死肉体。
So Sarah said, cast out the bound woman and her son, for the son of the bound woman shall now be an heir with the son of the free woman.
所以撒拉说要把使女和她的儿子赶出去，因为使女的儿子不可与自主夫人的儿子一同承受差役。
Inheritance is based on promise and not based on the law.
因为我们所得的产业是根据于应许，不是根据于律法。
Inheritance has nothing to do with the law and has nothing to do with the flesh.
产业跟这个律法跟肉体毫无关系。
So how do we cast out the flesh?
我们怎样才能够把肉体赶出去呢?
24, chapter 5, now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以这边第24节讲到凡属基督的人已经是把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲 成钉在十字架上。
How do we do it?
我们怎样来做呢？
Can we do it?
我们可以做吗？
Can we crucify the flesh?
我们可以把肉体钉在十字架上吗？
Romans chapter 8:13.
罗马书第八章第十三节。
For if you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
我们按照肉体，按照圣灵，按照肉体就必须死，但是在圣灵里边就是生命和永生。
So how do we put to death the deeds of our body?
我们怎样才能够致死肉体的死刑呢？
How many of us believe we can do this?
有多少人相信我们可以做的？
How many of us tonight believe that you can put to death the deeds of your bodies?
我们今天晚上有多少人相信我们可以致死肉体的死刑？
But if we can,
如果我们可以的话，
if we cannot,
如果我们不能的话，
then what do we do?
我们怎么办呢？
Let me give you a little example.
我们就举一个小的例子。
Many, many years ago.
在许多年之前。
When we had our first son.
我们那时候有了我们第一个儿子。
Before we had our first son.
在我们这个第一个儿子出生之前。
About 32 weeks into pregnancy.
在怀孕32周的时候。
Then,My wife began to have contraction.
姊妹开始有收缩阵痛。
Of course, it's a bit too early for that.
因为他们告诉我们说这太早了。
Therefore, the doctor ordered bed rest.
所以那个医生就让他卧床休息。
Then, one night, she felt the contractions again.
所以那天晚，有一天晚上她又有阵痛。
So we called the doctors.
我们就给医生打电话。
While on the phone, she had another contraction.
我们正在电话上的时候，她又有阵痛。
It is strong, so she cried out.
更强，这个痛更强了，所以她就大声的呼喊。
And the moment the doctor heard her voice, and the doctor said, come to emergency right away.
当医生一听见他那个哭喊的声音的时候，就说你们马上到紧急病房。
And, that was our first pregnancy.
那是第一个孩子。
And we don't know what to do.
我们那时候没有经验，不知道做什么。
We didn't even call 911.
我们甚至没有给那个911打电话。
We should have done it.
我们应该是打911。
So we just grabbed a few things, we got on our car and started driving.
所以我们就拿了简单的拿了几件事情开着车就走了。
And as we got on the freeway,
当我们上了高速公路的时候
,and I felt darkness.
我感觉到黑暗。
Not only the physical darkness around me.
不仅仅是这个外边的黑暗。
And also the darkness in my heart as well.
在我心里边也有个黑暗。
Because I have no clue what will happen in front of me.
因为我不知道前面要发生什么。
But that's not the worst thing.
但是那并不是最糟糕的。
Your darkness is not the worst thing.
这个黑暗并不是最糟糕的事情。
Because darkness is just a fact.
因为这个黑暗只是一个事实。
The worst thing than darkness is the fear.
但是比那个黑暗更可怕的是我们里边那个惧怕。
Not only I have darkness, I have fear in my heart.
我不仅在心里边有黑暗，而且有恐惧。
But it's hard to describe that you have fear in darkness.
很难描述我们在黑暗里边的恐惧。
I also have a wife in labor basically.
但是你旁边还有你的姊妹马上就要生产了。
I didn't know at the time,But I know later that she's actually in labor.
我当时不知道，但后来我知道，实际上她正在生产。
As I drove on the freeway,
当我在这个高速公路上开车的时候
，just all of a sudden,
突然之间
，there was a sound. This was him coming to me.
有一个诗歌来到我的里边。
It's all the way my Savior leads me.
是我的救主一路带领我。
And it's only the last verses, last sentence.
是就是那个最后的一节，最后一句话。
Whatever before me, Jesus does all things well.
无论怎样，主耶稣基督要引领我。
无论我遇何事，主有美意不必测。
无论我遇何事，主有美意不必测。
The Mandarin and the English are not the same.
这中文英文可能有点不大一样。
But actually, the voice is in Mandarin actually.
但是因为那个声音是从中文里面出来的。
It's in Mandarin with the melody.
并且呢有还有音乐加上去。
It's as clear as it can be.
所以没有不能再清楚了。
When this little phrase ended,
当这句话结束的时候
，the fear was gone.
我里边的恐惧就没有了
，completely gone.
完全的消失。
And there is a rest and peace in my heart.
在我里边有平安。
The darkness is still there.
但那个黑暗还在那里。
It didn't change at all.
并没有改变。
The fact was still the fact.
那个事实还是事实。
But the fear was gone.
但是恐惧消失了。
The fear is the deed of the body.
那这个恐惧就是那个死刑。
There's no way I can put the death of my fear.
所以我没有办法把我这里边这个恐惧放出去。
But when I heard this little phrase,
但是当我听见了这个短的一句话的时候
，And what I could not do myself was done by Holy Spirit.
我自己不能做的，圣灵为我做了。
So I finished the rest of the journey.
所以我就完成了下边的这些路程。
With complete rest,
完全的安息。
When I arrived in the emergency room,
当我来到这个紧急病房的时候
，I saw the nurses and I saw the, you know, the bed moving with the wheels, everything's there waiting for us.
所以我们就看见了护士还有那病可推这个病床都在那边等我们了。
So they rush her to the bed and they all start running.
他们就很紧急地把她抬到床上然后冲到那个病房里。
They ran directly to labor and delivery room.
就冲到那个产房里。
And when I got into the room was full of people.
当我进到那个屋里边全是人。
Everyone dressed in white.
每个人都穿着白衣服。
I don't even know how many, just full of people.
我不知道有多少人，反正全都是人。
Everyone is doing something.
每个人都在忙碌。
Then I got a monitor bell, on my wife.
把我自己也放了一
个。My wife.
对不起。我的姊妹就被绑上了一个那个监测器。
And once the bell is on, then there's all kinds of sounds and all kinds of things happening.
所以这个监测器一上去的时候，就不同的声音、不同的数字都出来。
And everyone is so busy.
每个人都非常忙碌。
I was so overwhelmed.
我自己也是没有办法。
And before I know it, the baby was out.
但我还没有意识到的时候，孩子已经出生了。
And they show me for just a second, they rush the baby away.
他就只给我看了一秒钟，然后把孩子紧急带走了。
They rush the baby to the neonatal emergency care.
他们就把他们带到一个 neonatal 早产这个加护的地方。
It's only 3 pounds, 10 ounces.
因为他只有3磅，10盎司。
Then when the baby was taken away, everyone disappeared.
孩子们走了之后大家都消失了。
And just me, my wife, and one nurse.
就是我和我的姊妹还有一个护士。
And the nurse was kind of, you know, clean things up, and, you know, she's very, very calm now.
现在这个护士呢她就非常的平静在清洗一些东西。
Then she looked at a little printer print out about this long.
所以他看见了从那个打字器里边出来的有一条信息大概这么长。
Then he showed me, then he said, this is where you came in.
所以这个他就给我看说这是你进来的时候。
And here is when the baby was out.
这部分呢是当这孩子出生的时候。
You see, there's 29 seconds.
所以你看见这边总有29秒钟。
Brother and sister, if I knew I had only 29 seconds.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我知道我只有29秒钟。
And I need to drive 22 miles.
我那个时候要开22英里。
How can I have peace?
我怎样能够有平安呢?
But Lord knows.
但是主知道,
I have 29 seconds to spare.
我有29秒。
Brothers and sisters, the deeds of our body is fear.
弟兄姐妹们，我们肉体的死刑就是恐惧。
There is no way I can put to death.
我自己不能把它致死。
Where is the Holy Spirit?
那是圣灵的工作。
But then, what should I do then?
但我要该做什么呢?
The young people will ask, then what should I do? There's nothing I can do.
所以年轻人就会，那我们要做什么呢? 我们好像没什么可做的。
If you go to hospital,
如果你到医院里去,
you want to get your appendix removed.
你要把你那个小肠、盲肠拿取掉的话,
you cannot do that by yourself.
你不能够自己来取的。
You need a surgeon.
你需要一个手术医生。
But you have to sign a paper.
但是你必须签字。
You have to get permission for surgeon to take your appendix away.
你必须签字, 让那个医生, 许可的医生把你这个盲肠拿掉。
Today is the same way.
今天也是一样。
We cannot put to death the deed of our body.
我们不能把我们肉体的死刑致死。
But we have to agree that we'll allow the Holy Spirit to do it.
但是我们必须同意圣灵来做这件事情。
You have to agree, you have to consecrate yourself.
你必须要做，你必须要奉献自己。
You must be willing.
你必须愿意。
You must be exactly like Ruth was doing in chapter 1.
你必须在那个像路德一样在第一章里边所做的。
Ruth was willing.
因为路德愿意。
Therefore, Naomi took over.
所以拿俄米可以, 她可以工作。
In the same way.
同样的。
All we need to do is to be willing.
我们所需要, 只需要做的就是愿意。
We need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I am willing.
我们需要来到主的面前说, 主啊, 我愿意。
Brother and sister, nobody in this room can commit, I'm going to put to death the deeds of my body.
弟兄姐妹，在这屋里面没有一个人可以说我可以把我的肉体的死刑致死。
But all of us can say, Lord, I am willing.
但是我们都可以向主说，主啊，我愿意。
That is the question for this evening.
那是今天晚上的问题。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing to give that permission to the Holy Spirit?
你愿意把这个给圣灵这个许可吗？
This is called consecrations.
这个就是我们的奉献。
We have to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们必须把我们自己奉献在主里边。
Allow the Holy Spirit to put to death the deeds of our body.
愿意允许圣灵致死我们肉体的死刑。
That's the purpose of the fellowship of the cross.
那这就是十字架交通的目的。
To crucify the flesh.
要致死肉体。
Second.
第二,
the way of the fellowship of the cross is to take up your cross.
十字架交通的路是要背起你的十字架。
Verse 11, chapter 5, But I, brethren, but I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished.
第十一节告诉我们说, 弟兄们, 我若仍传割礼, 为什么还受逼迫呢? 若是这样, 那十字架讨厌的地方,
The stumbling block of the cross.
这里边讲到十字架讨厌的地方, 或者是那个绊脚石,
this stumbling block will cause Jesus to stumble.
这个绊脚石是我们的主,
will cause the Jews to stumble.
使犹太人绊倒了。
If Paul preached against circumcisions, then the stumbling block of the cross remained and the Jews will persecute Paul.
如果保罗传扬, 如果保罗传扬割礼, 传扬割礼,
yeah.
Yeah, 那么这个是, 这个绊脚石就还, 就还在, 那犹太人呢, 就要逼迫。
If Paul preached circumcisions, then the stumbling block of the cross and persecution will be removed.
那如果保罗要是传扬这个割礼，反对这个割礼，这个十字架的绊脚石就拿走了，就。
No, no, this is the other way around.
就如果如果
try again. If he preached against the circumcision,
如果他传扬他反对
then the stumbling block of the cross remain.
所以十字架的绊脚石还在那里。
And the Jews will persecute Paul.
是这个犹太人就会逼迫保罗。
If Paul preached circumcision,
如果他传扬割礼
then the stumbling block of the cross and the persecution will be removed.
那这个讨厌的地方就没有了。
Now you remember when our Lord Jesus revealed the cross to Peter.
我们记得当主耶稣基督向彼得显现这个十字架的时候。
And Peter immediately stumbled.
彼得马上就跌倒了。
Because the stumbling block of the cross caused Peter to stumble.
因为十字架这个绊脚石使彼得绊倒了。
Then Peter start arguing against going to the cross.
所以彼得就跟主辩论，他不要上十字架。
And Jesus said, Peter, you are a stumbling block to me.
所以主耶稣对彼得说，你是绊我脚的。
So Peter became a stumbling block also.
所以彼得在这里边也成了一个绊脚石。
So we have two stumbling blocks here.
我们在这里边看见两块绊脚石。
One is the stumbling block of the cross.
一个是十字架的绊脚石。
The other one is stumbling block of Peter.
另外一个是彼得是一个绊脚石。
The stumbling block of the cross caused Peter to stumble.
十字架的绊脚石使彼得绊倒了。
And the stumbling block of Peter caused the will of God to stumble.
那彼得这个绊脚石呢几乎使神的旨意要绊倒。
Therefore, there are two things against each other.
所以这两件事情是彼此对立的。
Will of the Peter against the will of God.
是彼得的意志对着神的旨意。
And this is the definition of a cross.
这是十字架的定义。
Whenever there is a will of a person or a group of person which is against the will of God,There is a cross.
当一个人或者一群人他们的意思和神的旨意相反的时候，那里就有了十字架。
The will of God must stand.
神的旨意必须要站立。
Therefore, the will of Peter must stumble.
所以彼得的旨意必须要跌倒。
Therefore, the only way forward is for Peter to lay down his own will.
所以在这里边唯一的道路是让彼得放下他自己的意志。
This is the meaning.Of taking up his cross.
这就是背起他十字架的意义。
Paul said, For am I now seeking the favor of man or of God?
保罗在这里边说，我是先要得神的喜悦呢，还是要得人的喜悦？
Or am I striving to please man? If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
他说，如果我还是要讨人的喜悦，仍旧讨人的喜悦，我就不是基督的仆人。
Galatians were very, very close to Paul.
加拉太的信徒跟保罗的关系非常密切。
The love between Paul and Galatians were mutual.
在保罗和加拉太信徒之间的爱是相互的。
But if Paul preached justification by faith,
但是当保罗只是传扬因信称义，
that would cause Galatians to stumble.
那就要使加拉太人跌倒。
But if Paul accepts circumcisions,
如果保罗接受割礼
will cause the will of God to stumble.
就会使神的旨意跌倒。
Therefore, Paul asks himself,
因此保罗问自己
Am I now seeking the favor of man or of God?
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心？
Then Paul answers for himself,
保罗自己回答
If I was still trying to please man, I would not be a bond servant of Christ.
我若仍旧讨人的喜悦，我就不是基督的仆人了。
So there is a cross there.
所以在这里我们看见有十字架。
The will of God is against the will of Galatians.
这里边神的旨意和加拉太人的心意是对抗的。
Paul take up his cross by writing Galatians.
所以保罗背起了他的十字架写了加拉太书。
Now taking up one's cross is not a law.
背起自己的十字架不是律法。
Often we treat this as a law.
很多的时候我们把它看作是一个律法。
We try to take up the cross because the brothers say so.
我们背起十字架因为我们的弟兄说是这应该这样。
We heard so often.
我们经常听见这样。
Therefore, we believe there is a law.
因此我们相信在那边有一条律法
Thou shalt take up your cross
你要背起你的十字架
It's not a commandment
这个不是诫命
If this is the case Then it's no different from the works of the law
如果是这样的话那么跟着律法的行为就没有什么区别
So what is taking up your cross
所以背起你的十字架是什么意思呢
Taking up your cross is a fellowship.
背起你的十字架是一个交通。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已与基督同钉十字架。
Another translation is, I have been crucified together with Christ.
另外一个翻译是我和基督一同被钉在十字架上。
Jesus said, take my yoke.
主耶稣说背起我的轭。
It's not Jesus hand you a yoke and say, take it.
不是主耶稣给你一个轭说背起来
Jesus is saying I am under the yoke Join me
主耶稣乃是说我在这个轭之下你要和我一起来背
Take my yoke Join me with the yoke
跟我一起来一同负轭
And learn from me
向我 学我的样子
For I am gentle and humble in heart
因为我心里柔和谦卑
You will find rest in your soul
你就在你里边可以得到安息
My yoke is easy My burden is light
因为我的轭是轻省的 我的轭是容易的我的担子是轻省的
This is fellowship
这是交通
Lord Jesus is inviting every one of us to yoke with him
主耶稣在这里边邀请我们每个人与他同轭
That's taking up your cross
那就是背起你的十字架
If we take this yoke we learn from him
如果我们背起我们一同与他负轭我们向他学习
Brother and sister it's not enough to know the word of the cross
弟兄姐妹们，我们光知道十字架的道理是不够的。
We must know the fellowship of the cross.
我们必须要认识十字架的交通。
Brother and sister, everyone is invited to yoke with Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，我们每个人都被邀请与主耶稣基督同轭。
Again, the question is, are we willing to yoke with him?
同样这个问题是我们愿意与他同轭吗
The third point
第三点
The fruit of the fellowship of the cross
十字架交通的果子
Is the freedom in Christ Jesus
是乃是在耶稣基督里的自由
It was for freedom that Christ set us free Therefore keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery
基督释放了我们叫我们得以自由所以要站立着稳不再要被奴仆的轭辖制
Verse 13
第十三节
For you were called to freedom brethren only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for flesh but through love serve one another
弟兄们你们蒙召是要得自由只是不可把你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会
This is freedom in serving one another.
这是我们能够彼此服侍的自由。
Brother and sister, do we have freedom in serving one another?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有彼此服侍的自由？
How do you know? How do I know if I have freedom in serving one another?
你怎么知道？我怎么知道我们有一个彼此服侍的自由呢？
Do I serve one another in love?
我们是不是在爱中彼此服侍
No, the word serving here means to be the slave to your brothers.
这里边这个服侍的意思就是要成为你弟兄的奴仆。
Brother and sister, are we slave to our brothers?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是我们弟兄的奴仆
How do I know if I am slave?
我怎样知道我是奴仆呢
A slave can never complain about your brothers.
因为你的做奴仆你就不能抱怨你的弟兄
If you ever complain in services
如果你抱怨这些服事
You are not slave to your brothers
你就不是你弟兄的奴仆
If you are not slave to your brothers You have no freedom in serving one another
如果你不是你弟兄的奴仆你就不能够自由地来彼此服事
We were slave to our flesh Therefore, we cannot truly love one another. But Jesus set us free. We can use that freedom to become the slave to our brothers. And this is the true freedom. The only way to have freedom in serving one another is to become the slave to your brothers. Now we have an older couple in Houston.
我们在休斯顿有一对年长的弟兄姐妹。
And the brother is about 90 years old.
弟兄大概有90岁。
And the sister about 80 years old.
姊妹有80岁了。
The brother had a prostate cancer.
弟兄有前列腺癌。
And after the surgery, he had hard time to recover.
在做了手术之后，他恢复非常的艰难。
Long story short, he needed to stay in long-term care.
长话短说，他就需要进入这个长期的护理疗的地方。
And he was very upset about it.
他非常的沮丧。
Become very difficult to care for.
并且呢，服侍他很难。
And the sister was 80 years old.
姊妹已经80岁了。
Had a spinal surgery not too long ago.
对，他的脊椎不长时间以前有手术。
Had a hip surgery also.
腿上也有个手术。
An 80-year-old sister with spinal surgery and hip surgery, and now have a 90-year-old husband she needs to care for 24 hours per day.
一个80岁的姊妹刚刚做了脊椎和腿部的手术，要去照顾一个90岁的弟兄。
Now, I worry a lot about the situation.
所以我非常的为了这个情况里边非常的着急。
The last week before I came here, my sister went to see them.
所以上一周我们来这边之前，我的姊妹去探访他们。
When she come back,
当她回来之后。
He brought good news.
他带来了好消息。
He said the sister was so joyful.
他说这个姊妹非常的喜乐。
And the sister said it was so light.
但sister说这个担子是轻省的。
It's no burden at all.
没有任何的重担压力。
How could this be?
怎么说这是可能的呢?
Every morning he went to the long-term care.
每天早晨他去了那个长期疗养的地方。
And he spent all day there care for her husband.
在一天当中来照顾她的丈夫。Then
at evening, she went home.
晚上的时候回到家里。The
next morning, come back again.
第二天早晨再重新回去。She
said it was light.
她说这个担子是轻省的。She
couldn't believe it.
所以姊妹不能相信。This
is freedom. It's serving one another.
这就是我们能够彼此服侍的自由。
Brothers and sisters, this is the real service we need to have.
弟兄姐妹们，这是我们应该有的真正的服侍。
We must be set free.
我们必须要得到释放。
Therefore, we can use that freedom to become slave to our brothers.
所以我们就借着这个得到的自由，成为我们弟兄的奴仆。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
第三章第一节。
Brethren, even if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted.
第六章第一节。弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就应当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
Verse 2, bear one another's burden, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ.
又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱，你们个人的担子要互相担当。
We have been set free from the law of Moses.
我们已经从摩西的律法当中得了释放。But
the law of Christ is the law of love.
但是十字架的律乃是爱的律。Before
we're set free, we look out for our own interests.
在我们得自由之前，我们总是关心自己的利益。But
now we are set free, we should look out for the interests of our brothers.
但是现在我们得了自由，我们要关心弟兄的利益。This
is freedom in bear one another's burden.
这就是我们要彼此担当的自由。There
is no better way to show your love by bearing one another's burden.
没有更好的方法能够表达这个爱，就是我们要彼此担当。
Verse 3,
第三节。
This is freedom from self.
这也是从我们个人当中得了自由。
from 己。
从己里边得了自由。
For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
Brother and sister, when Paul wrote First Galatians,
当
First Corinthians.
当保罗写了哥林多前书的时候
you know, he wrote this way about himself.
他就描述自己的。
I don't know whether any one of you would describe yourself this way.
我们是不知道任何人能够要这样描述自己。
I am the least of apostles and not fit to be called an apostle.
我是使徒当中最小的，不配就称作使徒。
And any one of you from Seattle is willing to say, I am the least of everybody in Seattle.
如果我们从西雅图来的弟兄姐妹们能说，我是在西雅图当中最小的。
Or I am the least of saints from Portland.
或者是我在波特兰当中是最小的弟兄。
Anyone is willing to say that?
大家有没有人愿意这样说？
Or I am the least of saints in Northwest.
或者是我在这个整个西北部当中是最小的。
No one would do that.
没人愿意。
But Paul said that.
但是保罗这样说。
Paul said he's the least of apostles.
保罗说他原是使徒当中最小的。
Then 5 years later.
五年之后。
In Ephesians.
在以弗所。
It's the book of Ephesians.
是以弗所书里边。
And he said, I am less than the least of all saints.
他说我本来比众圣徒当中最小的还小。
He wrote Ephesians.
他已经写了以弗所书。
And he said, I am the least of all saints.
他说我是圣徒当中最小的。
This person has a complete freedom.
这个人他有了一个完全的自由。
Freedom from self.
是他从己里边得到的自由。
Verse 14.
第十四节
But may it never be that I will boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world
我断不以别的夸口只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架因这十字架就我而论世界已经钉在十字架上了就世界而论我已经钉在十字架上了
Brother and sister, do you have anything out of this world you can boast?
弟兄姐妹们在这个世界当中你有什么可以夸口的
If you do, you are not free.
如果你还有的话你就没有自由
If you want to be free,
如果你想得到自由
You need to come to this place.
我们需要来到这个点上
Now you have nothing to boast.
我们没有什么可以夸口的
Out of this world,
在这个世界当中我们没有什么
Except the cross.
我们只夸基督的十字架。
How do we boast about the cross?
我们怎样夸十字架呢
？You can boast about the cross in two ways.
我们可以用两个方法来夸十字架。
I have been crucified to the world.
我已经就着世界，我已经钉在十字架。
And the world has been crucified to me.
世界就着我来讲，世界已经钉在十字架。
So we're dead to each other.
所以我们彼此是死的。
All things have passed away.
所有的这些事情都过去了。
15. For neither is circumcision anything nor uncircumcision but a new creation.
因为受割礼与受割礼无关紧要，要紧的是要做新造的人。
Circumcision is the mark of religion.
因为这个割礼是宗教的记号。
So not only we need to crucify ourselves to the world, the physical world, we need to crucify ourselves to the religious world as well.
我们不仅要对这个物质的世界把我们自己钉在十字架上，也要对这个属灵的世界把我们钉在十字架上。
That's the way to be free from the world.
那就是要向这个世界得自由的方法。
So this is the fruit of the cross, of the fellowship of the cross.
这是十字架交通的果子。
Well, freedom in service.
我们在服事当中得了自由。
Freedom in bear one another's burden.
在彼此担当彼此的重担的时候得到了自由。
Freedom from self.
从我们的己当中得了自由。
Freedom from the world.
从世界里得了自由。
In 17.
第十七节。
From now on, let no one cause trouble for me.For I bear on my body the marks of Jesus.
从今以后人都不要搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
This is concluding remark.
这是一个总结的话。
For the whole book of Galatians.
是对于加拉太书一个总结的话。
The whole world and everything within has been crucified to Paul.
因为全世界所有的事情对保罗来讲已经钉在十字架上。
And likewise, Paul has been crucified to the world.
同样对这世界来讲，保罗已经钉在十字架。
The world has nothing in Paul, and Paul has nothing in this world.
在保罗里边，世界没有任何的东西，在世界里边也没有了保罗。
And there are marks on Paul.
在因为在保罗身上有印记。
And when a slave was purchased by a master,
因为当一个奴隶被他的主人买来了的时候
，The master used a flat iron and print a brand marks on the slave.
那个主人呢，就要用一个烙铁把一个印记印在这个奴仆身上。
And the brand mark indicates that the slave belongs to the master.
那这个印记就证明这个奴仆是属于这个主人的。
No one can make any claim on this slave anymore.
没有人就可以再要这个奴仆。
Belong to the master.
因为他属于他的主人。
Paul was saying, I belong to the Lord.
保罗这里说，我属于主。
And no one can claim anything.
没有人再可以从我里面得到什么。
So what are the marks?
这些印记是什么呢？
No, we may think that the marks are the wounds that Paul suffered throughout the years.
我们可能想是这些印记是保罗在这些年当中所受的伤害。
Indeed, he experienced so much.
的确他经历了许多。
Five times he received from Jews 39 lashes.
有五次遭鞭打，每次39下。
So we believe, there are wounds all over his body.
所以我们相信在他全身都有伤痕。
But there are the marks as well from labor.
也有他劳苦的印记。
From hardship, from sleepless night.
也有他整夜没有睡觉艰辛的印记。
From hunger.
从饥饿的印记。
From daily pressure on him for concern of all the churches.
每天为着教会天天挂心的印记。
It is possible all this contribute to the marks that's on Paul.
是可能的，这些都在保罗的身上加上了印记。
But I believe,
但是我相信
the most precious mark
是最那个最宝贵的印记
is the mark that Paul yoked with our Lord Jesus.
乃是保罗与主同轭的印记。
If we yoke ourselves with our Lord Jesus,
如果我们与我们的主同轭，
we bear the same yoke.
我们就同负一个轭。
We walk on this earth, we yoke with our Lord.
在这个世界上行走与主同轭。
One day, on our body, we will have the same mark as is on our Lord Jesus.
有一天在我们的身上就要有与主同样的印记。
How glorious it is.
那是何等的荣耀。
That you bear that same mark.
你要能够得到那个印记。
As in the Lord Jesus.
像在主身上那个印记一样。
Now, Sister Amy Carmichael encourages us.
我们的姊妹 Amy Carmichael 在这边鼓励我们。
She yoked with our Lord Jesus.
她在那边与主同轭。
She bare that yoke.
她背起了那个轭。
She had that same mark.
她有同样的印记。
She encouraged all of us.
她鼓励我们每一个人。
And they asked us.
她问我们。
她问我们。
Has thou no scar?
你怎么没有伤痕？
So brother and sister, it is God's grace that we have time to change.
弟兄姐妹们，是神的恩典，我们还有时间改变。
If we have no mark now,
如果我们现在没有伤痕，
we still have chance.
我们还有机会。
To accept the yoke.
我们要接受这个轭。
To tell the Lord I'm willing.
要告诉主我愿意。
I'm willing to be yoked with you.
我愿意与你同轭。
All it takes is the willingness.
所需要我们做的就是那个愿意的心。
Brother and sister, it's not complex at all.
弟兄姐妹们，这并不复杂。
Because there are very few things that you and I can can do.
因为我们所做的事情我们做不了什么。
But there's one thing we can do.
但是有一件事情我们可以做。
There's one thing we must do.
而且这件事情我们必须做。
If we don't do this, our Lord will not force us.
如果我们不做的话我们主也不会强迫我们。
It's to say, I am willing.
就是要说我愿意。
That is the question tonight.
这是今天晚上的问题。
It's not enough to know the word of the cross.
光知道十字架的道理不够。
You must have the fellowship of the cross.
你必须有十字架的交通。
And that fellowship begins with your willingness.
那个交通要始于你里边的愿意的心。
May all of us is willing to answer the Holy Spirit tonight.
愿今天晚上我们每个人都有在圣灵面前有回答。
Lord, I am willing.
主啊，我愿意。
Let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time.
父啊，我们为着这段时间感谢你。
And we want to come before you and pray for all of us.
我们要来到你面前为着我们每个人祷告。
Because we heard about the word of the cross for so long.
因为我们很长时间听见了十字架的道理。
Then we pray that this evening, that not only we have the word of the cross.
今天晚上我们祷告，我们不仅有十字架的道理。
Then we realize it is a fellowship.
我们认识到是那个交通。
And to enter this fellowship of the cross require our willingness.
要进入这个交通需要我们有一个愿意的心。
Therefore, we bring everyone to you now.
因此今天我们把我们每位弟兄姐妹们带到你的面前。
We ask for your mercy.
我们求你的怜悯。
We know it's your grace, we still have time.
因为这是你的恩典我们还有时间。
We still have time to change.
我们还有时间来改变。
We still have time to say, Lord, I am willing.
我们还有时间说主啊我愿意。
Even I have lost so much time in the past.
在过去我们失去了很多的时间。
But by your mercy.
但是借着你的怜悯。
I am willing tonight.
我今天晚上我愿意。
It's not that I can do this.
不是我自己能做。
It's by the grace of God.
是神的恩典。
By the Holy Spirit.
是借着圣灵的工作。
I'm willing to commit myself.
我愿意把我自己放在你的手中。
Into your precious hand.
交在你的恩典的怜悯宝贵的手中。
Lord, have mercy on all of us.
主啊，向我们施怜悯。
So we will not miss this opportunity again.
让我们不再失去这次的机会。
Call us by our name.
按照名字来呼召我们。
Call us into freedom.
把我们招到你自由里边。
We are not slaves.
我们不是奴仆。
We are free.
我们是自由的。
You save us from slavery.
因为已经把我们从奴仆当中解救出来。
Call each one of us by name.
把按照名字呼召我们每个人。
So we can stand up and say, Lord, I am willing.
所以我们可以站在你面前说，主啊，我愿意。
No, we know this is not coincidence.
我们知道这不是一个巧合。
There is a reason that we are here tonight.
今天晚上我们来到这里是一个原因的。
There is a reason that we hear this tonight.
今天晚上我们来到这里是一个原因的。
Lord, you have something for us.
因为你要在我们里边做工。
We pray that you encourage all of us.
我们祷告你要鼓励我们每个人。
To take that step of faith.
要借着信心迈出一步。
And to say, Lord, I am willing.
要说主啊我愿意
Have your way
要是你能够自由的工作
Father we thank you for this time
父啊我们感谢你这段时间
In Jesus name we pray
奉主的名祷告
Amen, Amen.